Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.
After the Wall of Hands, above the beacon, is the Temple of Contemplation. A place for workers to rest and reflect on their journey so far. They made offerings to forgotten gods and gave thanks to their king. There are still statues of him carved into the walls of the temple. Tall, imposing, stern. A serious, self-assured face looking down their nose at their subjects beneath it. This is all that remains of that tyrant, stamped on these lifeless things. Our view of time is so narrow. Our worlds are so small. It's so easy to fool ourselves into thinking that what we're doing is important. The Mad King thought themselves the King of Kings. And even after they'd gone, people still wanted to keep building this place. Look on my works, ye mighty. Thinking about the past, about what makes something important. Is it history? Being remembered afterward, no matter what it is you're remembered for. After enough time passes, even the most evil actions become shadows, impressions. We like to think we can follow the trail of our ruins back to somewhere before, but you can't go back. It's too late. We've already lost so much. I've seen how much suffering this place wrought. I've seen how many people died. I've felt how hard the climb is, but it still feels distant. A ghost of an echo of something forgotten. Perhaps there is more to learn, more to discover. Maybe I'm not there yet. Maybe that's why I need to keep climbing.
Hello?
Kiri!
You were here before me.
What?
Normally you call after I find a phone. This time it was ringing when I found it.
Huh. Weird. Where are you?
The temple. After the Wall of Hands.
Oh.
Something wrong?
No. Just haven't thought about that place for a long time.
Really? Why not?
I don't know. Just got a bad feeling.
Should I be worried?
I don't think so.
That's reassuring.
What's it like?
There's a lot of statues of the king. At least, I think it's the king. It'd be peaceful if I didn't feel like he was watching me all the time.
Tell me about it.
I keep thinking about the broken statues. Why they've not been preserved. They look like somebody else. Wonder what they did to deserve a broken statue. Why it was decided not to celebrate them like the king.
Listen, I'm sorry I wasn't helpful the other day. I don't know why I thought what I was saying was the right thing to say.
Yeah. And you just disappeared too.
What?
You cut off.
No, I didn't. You hung up.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. At least, sounded like it.
I'm so tired of being haunted by this place.
Are you all right?
I don't know. There is something deeply familiar. It's a deep, deep memory. It's in my bones, like something left over from a dream. I've been getting that a lot, and I can't explain it.
Yeah. Ever since you lit the beacon, I keep getting these flashes of something. Something that's hidden, but occasionally gives me a glimpse of it. All I know is there is something important about you being here. And that something is wrong.
Ike?
Yeah?
Where are you?
I'm here? In my office?
Where is your office?
It's on the tower.
Where on the tower?
I'm not sure.
How can you not be sure? Like, the tower is so big and you've never stopped to think about where your office is. Is there an office building I've missed somewhere? Is it high up? Are you further up the tower? Why have I not found you yet?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? What do you do when we're not talking?
I test the phone.
And that takes all night?
No.
Where do you live?
I don't live in my office, obviously. I don't care that much about high altitude telecommunications.
Then where do you live? Where do you go when you're not working? If it's on the tower, how do you get there? How do you get back?
I don't...
Do you seriously not think about these things? Like, how do you know what you know? How do you know so much about this place? Like, do you have the same book Chris has? Like, are you controlling this? What are you doing?
Ike? Ike? Hello?
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 Who said that?
We did.
Who are you?
This is my tower.
My tower.
This is our tower.
Where are you?
We are the tower.
I am the tower.
What do you want?
Where is Ike? What have you done with Ike?
What are you doing?
Climbing the tower.
You will fail.
I won't fail.
What are you doing?
Are you scared?
I climb.
What do you want?
What are you doing?
I am climbing the tower. That's all there is now. That's all I am. That's all I can do. I'm tired of trying to answer the same question over and over again. I am tired of repeating myself. I am climbing the tower. Why are you trying to stop me?
This is our tower. This is my tower. We are here. I am always here. You will not take
us. What does that mean? Hello? Hello? What's going on? What are you doing? What are you doing? No! No! What are you doing?
This episode of The Tower featured Katrina Allen as Kiri and Mark Galley as Ike. Additional voices by Katrina Allen, David Pello, Mark Galley and Sarah Golding. Our executive producer is Ella Watts. Our artwork is by Sarah Grant. The Tower is written, scored and edited by David Devereaux and is a Tin Can audio production with support from Creative Scotland. The next episode of The Tower will be released in 1 month's time. But if you can't wait until then, you can get the whole series ad-free from our Bandcamp page at tincanaudio.bandcamp.com. If you've enjoyed The Tower, we think you will also enjoy Folklore by In The Works Productions and Tin Can Audio. Hey, that's us. Folklore is an award-winning series of experimental queer horror stories blending audio fiction with spoken word theatre. Each episode in the series takes inspiration from the dark atmosphere of Glasgow, the life of queer people who live there, and the liminal space they often occupy. I'm a little biased with this one, as I'm involved in making it, but Folklore is some of the weirdest, most haunting audio storytelling I've ever listened to, and some of the best writing I've had the pleasure of sound designing. Folklore is available now wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening. Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favourite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.